In the Vale of Kashmir in India, Princess Naji visits the yogi to ask his help for Chandra, whom she believes to be in danger, but whose whereabouts she does not know. The yogi tells her of Dorothy's imprisonment, and that it is because of Chandra's fear for her that he cannot liberate her. Naji and the yogi look into the crystal ball, and at last, Chandra hears the yogi's voice. As proof of his power, Chandra summons Naji to come to him in the jungle. The present act opens in the native inn 1 week later. It is night. Chandu, the magician.
Hear those drums. It's a signal for the priest to begin. Are you ready to go, Bob?
Of course I am. Sitting in my room for an hour waiting to hear those old drums.
Oh, Bob, I'm so nervous I can hardly think. Where's Father? Where's Naji?
Father's sitting in his room with his head in his hands. Naji's in her room, too, I guess. Just think, what if Uncle Frank can't do it after all?
Oh, he can, too. I know he can. He wouldn't have said so.
Well, I know he thinks he can. But, gee, it seems to me it's pretty dangerous to wait till the last minute. Suppose something did go wrong.
Now, Bob, you can't think that. Nothing can go wrong. Just got to be all right.
Oh, I know. I guess I'm just kind of nervous myself. I wish Uncle Frank had come out of his room. I'd feel better, I tell you.
Didn't you almost expire right on the spot that day when he came walking in here from Dr. Shaw's laboratory? Naji was with him?
Did I? I must have goggled at Naji like one of those big goldfish we have in the pool at home. But didn't she laugh at me?
I didn't pay any attention to you. I was so busy being surprised myself. Poor little Natasha didn't know what it was all about, did she?
No, and when Uncle Frank said he was just going in his room and wasn't coming out again for a whole week, there wasn't anybody to tell her. I tried all kinds of things.
Oh, I wish I could have seen you. You mean you tried to tell her about the magic powder and everything just by waving your arms around?
Oh, don't be silly. I guess she didn't understand me very well.
I should think not. What did Mother say Uncle Frank told her? He went over there to see her before he went into his room and shut the door and didn't come out.
Well, I asked her, you know, the next day when they let us go over to see her, and all she told me was he told her not to be afraid. I think he must have told her something else. She didn't look a bit worried when I saw her this morning. Do you think she did?
No. I don't see how she could help it. Because she knows very well they're planning to have that feast of a darkened moon tonight. You know what, Bob? The guard told her that people who were going to be victims of sacrifice... Oh, doesn't that sound horrible?
What did he say?
She said he told her they had a special kind of a robe that they had to put on when they took them out to be... Well, when they took them out. And he said it was blood red. Isn't it horrible?
It sure is. But then they're not going to do anything to her. Let's not think of that.
Well, why don't you go and get Father and bring him out here? Uncle Frank will surely come out in a minute. He'll hear those drums.
Yeah, I guess I will go in there. Hey, listen, Betty.
What?
You think Uncle Frank really hasn't eaten one bite for a week?
Well, I know he hasn't. The servant has put trays down there every day in front of his door. They've never been touched. Why?
Well, gee whiz. I'd hate to think how empty I'd be if I hadn't eaten anything for a week.
Oh, so would I. You'd look like one of those empty shells we find on the beach at home. You know, those thin things that the animals just kind of dried up inside of.
Father. Father. Come on, Father. Don't just sit there. It must be nearly time to go. Don't you hear those drums?
I'm coming, Son. Oh, I'm wondering if I should take you children over there. Especially Betty.
Oh, Father.
Oh, now, Father, please. Why?
Well, you heard what that native said, Bob.
You mean because very few white people have ever been allowed to see this ceremony?
That's not quite what he said, Bob. He said that very few white people have ever lived who have seen the ceremony.
But, Father, Uncle Frank will be there, won't he?
I don't know.
Oh, he surely will. Because how's he going to get Mother away from those people if he doesn't go over there?
I don't know, Betty. Where's Naji?
She's in her room, I think. I'll go and get her.
Father, you really mean you want me to stay here with Betty? Because, gee, I'd hate to have anything happen to her just when Uncle Frank's about to get Mother out of that place.
Let's wait and see what your uncle says when he comes out of his room.
Look, there he is on the veranda.
Hello, Uncle Frank. Gee, you don't look very hungry.
Hello there, Frank.
Hello, Robin.
Hello, Bob.
Ready to go?
I was just saying to Bob, perhaps it wouldn't be advisable for him and Betty to go to the ceremony, Frank.
Why not?
You don't think there's danger then?
Danger? Of course not.
Oh, Uncle Frank, there you are. You're not going to make us stay here, are you?
Do you have succeeded?
Yes.
What do you mean you've succeeded? Mother's still over there, isn't she?
Never mind, Bob. Have you seen Dorothy today, Robert?
Yes, this morning. They told us that was the last time we could see her alive.
Oh, Bob, how can you?
Do not be afraid, Betty Lou.
Bob, Uncle Frank, look so funny. You look so hardly new. Look how white he is.
So would you look funny if you hadn't had anything to eat for a week? Don't be silly.
We can go now.
What about Natasha?
I talked to her just a moment ago in her room. She doesn't want to go. She's afraid. I think we'll leave her here.
You think I ought to stay here too, Uncle Frank?
Not unless you particularly want to. This is one night there'll be no danger for anybody. Every native within miles of this village will be at the ceremony.
What about Dr. Shaw?
What do you mean, Betty?
Well, you know that day you talked to him when you got Najee back here? And, well, that last day you were out of your room. We haven't seen Dr. Shaw since that, have we, Bob?
No.
Have you heard anything about him, Robert? I only heard that he had gone away on a trip into the jungle. And the natives don't know why, or they wouldn't tell me.
Well, gee, I'd hate to leave Natasha here and have that goofy old Dr. Shaw come back to the inn. She'd be scared to death.
I think he's probably gone away purposely to miss this ceremony tonight.
Well, why would he do that?
Sometime when we're a long, long way from here, I'll tell you the whole story. Shall we go?
Uncle Frank, do you really think you can get Mother away from them tonight? I'm trying not to be afraid. Honestly, I am. But aren't you going to take your pistol or anything?
If you'll just trust me for another hour, Betty.
Oh, of course I will. But you know how I feel, don't you?
Of course. Come along.
Well, this time we don't need to go hiding around among the bushes, do we? They know we're coming.
Oh, look at that enormous fire in front of the temple.
Gee, and look at all those natives. Looks like there's thousands of them.
White men, you and your women will sit here. And you will not try to save her whom the gods of the jungle desire.
Are we going to sit right here on the ground? Right here among all these natives?
Yes. Sit down, Betty. And all of you.
Well, where do you suppose Mother is?
In the temple.
In the temple?
You mean there?
Yes. They take the sacrificial victims to the temple to prepare them for the ceremony.
You mean putting on the blood-red robe and all that?
How did you know about that?
I told him. The guard told Mother. Look at all those terrible natives painted up with stripes and white paint and everything. Isn't that awful?
Gee, and there's Mother.
Why, she doesn't look a bit scared.
Frank, look how cold she is. Do you suppose they've drugged her?
Oh, it's possible, of course, but I doubt it.
Uncle Frank, do you suppose she's sick or something? Look, they've got her hands tied behind her. That red rope thing on her. I should think she'd be scared to death.
She's all right, Bob.
Gee, if I was in that spot, I wouldn't think I was all right. Look, I made her sit right between those two shiny old natives. Gosh.
Uncle Frank, what's that native standing there in front of that big stone with a long knife? I never saw that block of stone there before, did you?
No. It's a sacred stone from the temple. They moved it there just for the ceremony. Nazi, you've never seen this ceremony before, have you?
No, I've not seen it, Chandu, but in the books I have read of it.
Let the music of the jungle speak to the hearts of the jungle men. Tonight is the feast of the darkened moon. Tonight the white woman pays with her life for killing a priest of the temple. You would speak, white woman, before you die. Tell the jungle men why you killed the priest.
I did not kill the priest. I have told you so before.
Oh, Mother. Mother.
Hush, dear.
The god of the jungle has said you killed the priest. God is test of the fire and the cobra, he has said it.
Where do you suppose all those fellows in there so still, Uncle Frank? They haven't moved a muscle.
It's part of the ceremony. There's always a victim sacrificed at these feasts of the darkened moon. And they sit there like that until after the death blow has been struck.
Gee, I wish you'd let me start shooting, Uncle Frank. I can...
Hush. No.
Will you die by the knife, white woman? Or by the bite of King Cobra himself?
By the Cobra.
Oh, how can she? I wish I hadn't come. Look, they're taking you right over to the altar. The man's taking a stake out of that basket. Oh, Uncle Frank.
Quiet, baby.
Making a move.
Dorothy! Dorothy! I've beaten them at last!